This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
Last year, Americans gave more than $319 billion in individual charitable contributions. Good for us. Now, noted investor Warren Buffett says in general that we are a generous society, and it sounds like it. And if part of your legacy includes charitable giving, important to get some guidance, obviously, on the best ways to do that. We're going to talk about that and more. This is Financial Insanity. I'm Alex Dingman, along with Scott McLean, McLean Advisory Group, here in Ware Town. And Scott, charitable giving, really on our minds this time of year. We got some audio from somebody who has always given away a lot of money. In late November, Berkshire Hathaway Chairman and CEO Warren Buffett announced his annual donation of more than $870 million to several charitable foundations. This is all part of a pledge he made back in 2006 to give away most of his wealth to charity.
I think that a rich person should leave their children enough so they can do anything, but not enough so they can do nothing.
We've talked about this before where, you know, setting your kids up for success is great, but obviously, you know, how did you get there? And there's something to be said for teaching your kid the, you know, the grind and what it takes to be able to take care of yourself.
That's the grind is called education and knowledge. I think if you're with your children, as I with my children, if I can, when they're with me, more is caught than taught. That's number one. But on number two is, you know, you leave your kids a heck of a wealth, they're going to burn through it because that's called the entitlement stage. And there's nothing wrong. Everybody wants to receive money when mom and dad die. I mean, and there's no doubt. I mean, the question is what they're going to get. The question is what they're going to do with it. They know what to do with it. When I had a discussion with one of my daughters, I said, you know, honey, in all fairness, I said, if you receive money and I passed away, what would you do with it? And I was guiding her along receiving an inheritance to make sure it doesn't get squandered if there's a possible divorce. How do we protect it from long-term care? And so we had a little discussion as my grandson was about to play football. We had a little quick lunch, a little breakfast together, and then we talked about something quick. More is caught than taught. And of course, when you give people things, they're going to be entitled. Although I do believe those that are givers out there, if they're like me, really cautious of giving, I think you're wise. When I look at a foundation, I'm going to be donating to a foundation, as many people do this time of year. What a beautiful time of year. And they make themselves psychologically, it makes you empowered. Emotionally, it makes you excited that you donated. But when I hear people say, yeah, well, I gave this club $25, the veterans $50, and this company $100. Okay, is that really giving? Yeah, it is. But the question is, you know, what is really giving? What is your definition of giving? I use the scriptures. Titus talks about it. You know, if you're going to tithe to the church or your foundation, number one. Number two, and not on top of tithing, but I also think about when you are giving money away, how much of it actually gets in the hands of the recipient? So if you're giving to, let's say, a veterans group, how much actually goes to the veterans group versus the marketing for the veterans group or the police group or the fire department? I want to know how much $1 goes in the hands of the charity. So if you're out there and you're don't want to give money away, okay, fine. I think you should. I love donating money. Again, who gets the money? Another way of giving, I remember taking my kids to Orlando and we went to vacation. Many of you are heading to Orlando or have already been there and going to get packed up with people all over the place. But, you know, we saw some people several times at the corners begging for money. Well, what we did, and I'm sure many of you listening to me, we're going to walk them into the subway or food place and say, look, order whatever you want. We're not going to give you any money. And so that's our way of charity if on the quick more is caught than taught. They're able to watch that throughout my life. And then, of course, when you open up foundations, that's where it becomes real fun, as what we've done for the Haiti community, ourselves and our firm, and other different places. So if you're a giver, there's, I can tell you, blessed is the giver. I can tell you there's so much, so wonderful. The scriptures talk about it if you're a believer, and it's better to give than receive. But I actually wrote, Alex, a white paper. It's better to give and receive. So I kind of like took the scriptures and twisted it because of the new tax law, Alex. I don't know if you're familiar. Maybe you heard about it. So for those of you that are 73, or maybe you're under the old law, you started taking your required minimum distribution, which you must take, and the Uncle Sam is going to tax you on it. Imagine you're getting a required minimum distribution, and you have to pull out, let's say, $20,000 because you saved a lot of money and you must pull out this required minimum distribution. Well, if you're at a 20% tax bracket, that's going to, of course, cost you an additional $4,000 in taxes. It's blessed to give and receive, I wrote the paper. And if you'd like a copy of the paper, by the way, if you're out there and you want a copy of my paper, I'll give it to you. No cost, no obligation. Just ask for Bonnie. And when you call our office at 609-488-4646, please call Bonnie and ask, you know, how to give and receive more back. Because in the QCD, the qualified charitable deduction, if you have to take money out for your required minimum distribution, and for those older people, you know what I'm talking about. Imagine you pull out $20,000, you're going to pay $4,000 in tax. And let's say you were going to donate that, all $20,000. Somebody out there saying, I'm not donating $20,000. Well, those other people that are listening to me right now do that. So let me give you the numbers. Imagine you're cutting a check for $20,000. You took the RMD, you paid $4,000 in tax, but did you get a $4,000 write-off? And the answer is no. So the tax return tells you, maybe I should do a QCD, give it to my charity, my foundation, my church, my synagogue, whatever your place of worship is. And now they receive a check directly for $20,000. You don't receive it as income and then pay tax and then give the $20,000. Not a great solution. So if your advisor hasn't looked at your tax return, and you spoke about giving and how the effects of giving could really benefit you using the QCD new law that's been passed. Well, new, it's actually an older law. But I remember it had a couple exemptions, but then they finalized it and President Obama made it permanent under the QCD. And it's a wonderful way to give and get more back. So if you'd like a copy of my white paper, Give and Get More Back, 609-488-4646. I'd love to help you with that. I mean, it's nothing better, Alex, than giving gifts, and you shop around for gifts, and it's Christmas time or Hanukkah or whatever you celebrate. I guess the question is, when you see somebody open the present, they're excited, how great would it be to get a nice tax benefit? Well, that QCD is one of them. Anyway, sure. Let's use tax brain.
Yeah. No, and if you have questions about charitable contributions and what making those means for you and how to do that smartly, and also just questions about your legacy, I know that's something very important as we talk about a comprehensive retirement strategy. That number again, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Scott gets jacked up about stuff like this. I mean, it's great to help people retire, but then also thinking about, you know, what really matters to us, Scott, and that legacy is something that's just so important for a lot of us. And, you know, not everybody's situation is the same, but, you know, there's a lot of folks that have people, family, you know, organizations that they really want to make an impact on as they, you know, maybe pass on, and they want to leave a legacy. And so this is something that I know that you deal with, and it's something you got to think about. You're thinking about the whole plan, and this is not something to be overlooked. You know, how does this factor in? What kind of legacy do you want to leave? Is very important to address and make a plan for.
You know, a lot of people are thinking right now, Alex, as you're thinking about donating and charity, let's talk about your family.
Mm-hmm.
I think about several people have businesses, And the question is, how do I transfer my business to my son, my daughter, or my kids? How can I do that and be under the tax bracket? Is it going to be taxable or non-taxable? And then I think about when you look at the guide to the federal estate tax, and what is it, 2023, the threshold, the estate tax. I thought it was, some people are saying, I thought it was $10,000. I thought it was $9,000. Well, actually, you're allowed to give your kids, if you are single, you can give your kids 2023 the exemption and the right, as long as you fill out the right tax paperwork. It's like $12,900,000. So if you've got $12 million and you're single, please adopt me. I'm adoptable at this point. I think you are too, Alex.
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, I'm a free agent.
But, you know, let's say, well, I want to give my kids, each one of my kids, $20,000 this year. Great. You are allowed to do that. If you want to give them $25,000, you're allowed to do that. But you must file the right gift tax return, and you can donate that money. So the normal basis, of course, you give the kids the $10,000, a little $12,000, big deal. What if you want to give them more? How can you get around that? And I can tell you, when we do taxes, we talk about people gifting to the kids, whether it's property, cash, stock. What a great way to do that, and not neither you or your children are going to pay tax. So again, if you have an advisor, please make sure you also speak to your tax person as well. And in our firm, well, we have the tax people, we have the advisors, as well as my, you know, myself and George and other wonderful people. But you want to look at the whole benefit of giving. And this is a great way. And that doesn't mean during the holiday times of Thanksgiving or Christmas time or Hanukkah or whatever. This could be out there throughout the year. Maybe you want to give your child, you have one child out there that needs a helping hand up on a monthly basis, and you want to give them an extra $5,000 a month. That's a lot. I wish you would adopt me again, but, or maybe $500 a month. Again, how you give the money, once you meet the exemption rules, if it's over the amount that's allowable for the year that you start giving, then you must file this gift tax return. And it's one form. And this could really be able to help some of you guys who want to give your kids some money or some assets or transfer of assets. A great way to do it.
Yeah, very important stuff. And again, that number for Scott and his team, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Great time of year as we think about giving, and a great time to ask these questions about what this means for me moving forward with charitable contributions, leaving a legacy, and things like that. So good discussion here today. Thank you for that, Scott. And when we come back, we're going to talk 401k and also IRA decisions. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McClain.
Hi, this is Bonnie from McClain Advisory Group, wishing you comfort, hope, and joy. Happy holidays. Thanks for listening.
Who likes uncertainty? Wall Street certainly does not. With near record inflation and partisan politics, there's a lot of uncertainty right now. What will America's future look like? What will your future look like? Will your taxes go up? Will your savings go down? For more than 40 years here in the Jersey Shore area, Scott McClain and the team at McClain Advisory Group have seen uncertainty come and go. No matter what the future holds, Scott can help you create a plan designed to preserve your finances in uncertain times. And it's not a matter of if those uncertain times will show up, but when. Call 609-488-4646 now to meet with Scott McClain and the team at McClain Advisory Group. If uncertainty is causing you to feel insecure, Scott McClain might be able to help. Call 609-488-4646 and schedule your visit today. Again, that's 609-488-4646. Investment advice is offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McClain, presented by McClain Advisory Group.
Millions of Americans' retirement money is in something like an IRA or a 401k. And as a whole, U.S. retirement assets are more than $32 trillion. And over half of it, over $19 trillion, is in IRAs and defined contribution plans. I'm Alex Dingman, along with Scott McClain. 609-488-4646 is the number, 609-488-4646. But what do you think about those figures there, and what's that mean for folks, Scott?
It's amazing. I'm so excited to see, even though the markets are like a Duncan yo-yo, goes up and down. When you're climbing a mountain, Alex, and you're watching, you're going a yo-yo, you're watching your yo-yo go up and down. The goal is to get to the mountaintop. So if you're just watching the yo-yo, you don't know where you're going. You're just watching the yo-yo go up and down. It's almost right now. People are watching the markets go up and down, but they don't know what's the end game. So a lot of people, all of us that are heading into retirement, they're building up their savings. There's some types of retirement accounts, whether they're Roth IRAs, you mentioned a 401k, 403b, 457. We have the defined contribution. There's a lot of different retirement plans, and I call that yummy money or ugly money. The ugly money is defined retirement plans, 401ks, 403, because when you pull it out, it's taxable. Hmm. And when we spend time with our clients, we want to see the tax return and how are you going to pull out money. So the decision really is to really save money, A. B, how much should you be saving, and C, where do you put the money to get in this crazy stock market? And you definitely don't want to have a lot of Pepto-Bismol every single night when you go to bed and watch the bad news.
No.
How do you get stability and strength? And this is where you need a coach. And really, when you start pulling money out of the markets, this is now a tax game. So when you meet with your financial advisor and he or she is not asking to look at the tax return, they're leaving a piece of you out. It's like running a marathon in the rain. And on rocks, but you have no shoes on. Double dumb, double butt dumb. And I can tell you, you want to make sure you have the right equipment, the right tools when the market is like it is, volatile as it is right now, and you're about to retire. So again, I'm so glad you keep putting money in, dollar cost averaging. We can talk about that later on if they want to, but the question is, what should you do now? And I can tell you, this is really important.
Well, and Scott, the thing is, too, when we're talking about these accounts, the big thing to think about, and you hit on it, was is how are these things going to be taxed? So you're talking about a 401k, IRA, and so there's different options there, and it just matters when it comes down to it of how that retirement income is going to be taxed. And so this is just important details, obviously, for people to know about.
You know, this is why I wrote the book, The Three Blind Mice. And if you're listening to me right now, if you want to get a copy of the book, anybody wants to come in and meet with me, I'd be happy to give it to you. I'm not trying to sell the book at all. But I think what's happening is you have your three blind mice, your financial advisor, your legal guy, your will, power of attorney, living will. And then, of course, you've got your tax guy, your CPA or your accountant or whatever. And this is what's so important, that the financial guy or gal that you're working with, if they're not looking at the tax return and you're about to pull money out and you're ready to retire, the most important thing I can tell you, I can encourage you, I would beg you, is to get with your financial guy or gal and say, here's my tax return. How should I be pulling money out? What's going to be the most challenging process of pulling money out? How much extra tax will I pay? When Social Security was tax-free, now Social Security can be taxed up to 85%, and you don't even know that. How does that get affected? And when you're pulling money out of these qualified plans, I call it ugly money because it's qualified. You have to pay tax at the ordinary tax basis. When you pull the money out, how much are you going to pay in taxes? And I think I know for a fact when we meet with people who want to come in and want to get a second opinion or a third opinion, this is a tremendous tool. This, what is this? The tax return. It is a tremendous, powerful tool when you're going into retirement, along with if you're getting Social Security disability, maybe your spouse is getting that. Or maybe you're getting two or three different pension plans, or maybe you're not getting Social Security because you work for the railroad, you're getting a different plan. So this is not a one-time meet somebody and invest. No, This is a game plan or a discussion on how to best optimize your retirement for the best choices. You won't have to pay excessive taxes because you walk through the process of taxes. And I can tell you, this is where the whether it's pre-tax, post-tax retirement, you've got to pay attention. You've got to pay attention to taxes because you think you're going to live on, let's say, $4,000 a month, but you end up living on maybe $3,500 a month. That $500 could affect people.
Right.
You know, because of why? You didn't take in the consideration, not you, but the person that you're working with did not look at the taxes. And this is a vital mistake.
Yes. 609-488-4646 is the number. 609-488-4646. We're talking about decisions that need to be made in regards to your 401k or your IRA. And, you know, one of those things is the rules about taking money out of these accounts. And what do we need to know, Scott, about when we have to start taking those required minimum distributions, those RMDs?
Well, those required minimum distributions are exciting. I think every year the government's lately setting a game plan up to postpone it. And it sounds great. I can postpone it. It used to be 70 and a half, changed to 72, and now it's 73. So they're postponing and say, oh, the government's so nice. Okay, well, they changed something else. They changed, what if you pass away and it goes to, let's say, the nieces, the nephews, maybe your kids. Now you have what's called it becomes a beneficiary IRA, or maybe your mother and dad passed away and you're receiving it. Those out there, if you received an inheritance, do yourself a favor. Give our studios a quick shout out and set a time up with me for 10, 15 minutes. We can talk about the beneficiary IRA post-2020, pre-2020, because this is the mistakes I have seen so often. How do you pull money out? The government changed the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's use the rules for your benefit, not for Scott's benefit, not for your financial advisors, your benefit, for your benefit. And this is where the tax return, along with maybe the IRAs, the 401ks, come involved. Maybe you receive money from someone passing, beneficiary IRAs, or maybe it's time to start doing a conversion based on your tax return to converting it to Roth IRAs, tax-free money. And you can do that over a period of time until, of course, the government's allowing you still to do it, and they want to get their hands on your money. The IRS is amazing. I do believe, Alex, they need to hire more people without guns, by the way. Just hire more IRS people, because who likes sitting on the phone for 3 hours just to speak to somebody, get an answer, and you get a brand new person, they give you a half-tail answer. This is not good. This is why, if you're out there, you've got a financial guy or gal, you love them to death, or you want to give us a call, let's take a look at the tax returns, because 403B, 401K, 457, IRAs all have a left hook coming. And when it comes, you don't want to be the recipient of that left hook. In other words, excessive taxes because you didn't pay attention, or the financial person you're working with didn't even look at that. And that's the three blind mice you're working with. They didn't pay attention.
Well, and Scott, it just speaks to, too, like, there's changes that happen all the time. There's rules, there's requirements that may adjust or that are just, you know, hard to remember. And if you were trying to do this DIY approach, the kind of stuff that you'd have to keep in your mind and you'd have to keep updated, and you're going to miss something. And that's where somebody like you, Scott, I mean, sure, the rule changes, they might bother you too, as far as, okay, now I got to learn something new. But that's your job, is to go in here, okay, RMD changed from 72 to 73. What does that mean? Okay, you know, these new rules because this new administration, or due to what's going on with the economy, this is kind of what we can foresee happening. I mean, these are things that, man, it wears you out as an advisor having to keep track of, but that's your job. That's what you love to do. You love being that person for folks. And so they can go focus on other things. Go see those grandkids. Go, you know, go play some golf today. Don't be sitting here trying to get all the, you know, details worked out of every single plan you have, every single account. I mean, it's good for you to know some things, but shoot, let the expert help guide you also. That's why you're here.
It is. And I want to thank those of you who have been with me for so long. I know we've received so many phone calls because of our radio show. We've done a lot of TV. You've probably seen my beautiful face or George's beautiful face on TV. We do this not to strum up a ton of business, to let you know, hey, we're out there. We're on our game. The laws change, as you well stated, Alex. They change so rapidly. And I myself, we still got to go through the continuing education process. We still got to take classes. And it's not like a professor sitting behind the pulpit and teaching students. I'm in the game working with clients and teaching other people because I love it. And I think education is so important. And, you know, sometimes I miss rules. I miss it. Yeah, that's right. I made a mistake. Okay, great. If I miss something, the neat thing is I've got people to lean on and run things by, whether it's a pool of CFAs, Chartered Financial Analysts, or CPAs. I can make a couple phone calls and just double check my work, which is what we do here. Like you said, Alex, that's our job.
Mm-hmm.
And rules do change. Alex, to give you an example, I was helping a young woman. Here she is, 55. The rules is on IRAs, you can pull money out after 59 and a half. And she wanted income. She inherited a lot of money from her daddy, and she wanted to pull income out. So we put her into a couple vehicles. Some of the money went into a non-qualified account, which means when you pull it out, it's not taxable, except for any kind of short-term, long-term capital gain. But she also had IRAs. So we did a strategy program, and I looked through it all. I said, you know what? Based on the risk factor, the beta, with the alpha factor, how much growth we can have, and this is about as deep as I'm going to get on the radio, where does she put her money? You know, we took money out of her account because she's 55. She can't take it from IRAs unless she turns it on to a 72T. Well, we changed her investment. She is getting a nice check every single month, non-taxable. And then when she turns 59 and a half, we switch accounts. We start doing some Roth conversions, and she still pulls money out, keeping her tax bracket down. Really fun stuff. It's almost like you and I are playing chess. The one who has the more knowledge and can think four or five steps ahead, you're the winner. I don't know if you guys are out there, if you're the winner. You're a winner when you look at the taxes and the investment. If you're not, you could be being set up, as the three blind mice says, they need to talk to each other. And if they don't, you're the one who are going to suffer the consequences. Don't let that happen. Give our studios a call. If you would like that help, we're here for you. 609-488-4646. Again, 609-488-4646. No cost, no obligation. By the way, that's our website, 609-488-4646.com. You'll go there. You can peruse the site, see what's going on. And then give our studios a call. Ask for Bonnie. She'll put you in the queue. Would love to speak to you. No cost, no obligation. Because making tax decisions could cost an exorbitant amount of money that you didn't have to pay. And that's called regret.
Whether it's a 401k or an IRA that you have for retirement, one thing is certain. You can't treat your retirement account like an ATM. Spending down your savings too quickly and running out of money is an option, well, you just can't afford. Financial Insanity with Scott McClain continues in just a moment.
Hey, this is Scott McClain. I want to wish you guys a tremendous, wonderful holiday. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all the lovely greetings we have for you. Proud to be in your life as we try to give you the financial information so you don't go insane. Happy holidays.
It's nice when you get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Scott McClain from McClain Advisor Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go one place for tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why McClain Advisory Group was started. Scott wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement planning. McClain Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. And for answers for your questions, you can set up a meeting with Scott and his team to talk about your retirement. 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Use the same number to reach a team online. 609-488-4646.com. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC. Firm offers insurance services but does not provide tax or legal advice.
I'm on the fence about a real tree. I've done the real tree. When you have that fake one that's in three different pieces, you just bust it out every year and you take a second and it's already got the lights attached to plug it in and boom.
You like the smell. I do like the smell of those Christmas
trees. Yeah, but you can get that smell, you know, in different ways. But anyway.
We made it back. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
Whether you have a 401k or an IRA, you cannot treat those things like a big ATM. Those retirement accounts, well, there are certain strategies that you have to implement to make sure you do not run out of money in retirement. The number 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646, if you want to talk to Scott and his team over at the McLean Advisory Group. But what do you think about that, Scott? Probably should have some strategies so you don't run out of that money in those retirement accounts.
Well, you could do the Wing Chun plan and wing it.
Yeah. I mean, might be fun for a little bit, but
it would
eventually.
Be. I mean, you know, in your early years, they call it the go-go years.
Yep.
You're making a fat income, and then you retire. You put the skids on, and you and your lovely spouse or your family want to go on trips, and you're spending money.
Yep.
This is really important. I love meeting with people at least a year before retirement, if not 6 months at the latest. Hey, Scott, we're fixing to retire. Okay, great. We can take a fixed dollar amount, but what I find is when you're living, let's say, on $70,000, $80,000, $100,000 a year, and you are working, well, you're making that money. But you have now retired. Now you got no other taxes. Social Security tax, that's off the table. You're not paying that. FICA, FUCA tax, it's off the table. The question's going to be, how are you going to pull it out? Maybe from a fixed amount of money, I want to pull $1,000 a month or $2,000 a month. Okay, great. What investments are you in? And maybe you say, well, Scott, you know what? I want to pull a lot out now. I want to buy a new car. I want to buy, I want to go on a trip to Europe and I want to spend some money. This is not a wing it plan, even though it is kind of when you're first retired. Most people have a juicy income. They go to retirement and they're, all right, I'll just live on the same income. I call it the wing it plan. And they don't think, okay, they could be spending a lot of money. Usually in the go-go years, when you first retire, then we have the slow-go years. You're not doing as much. So maybe you're not going to that same vacation. You did it. You've done it. You don't want to do it again. And then we have the no-go years. Your lights are twinkling. Maybe they're getting dull. Or maybe you say, you know what? I don't want to go snow skiing anymore. My knees are busted. I can't go. Y'all have fun. And so is it the fixed dollar plan? Is it maybe a limited? Maybe you're going to limit withdrawals over that period of time. Do you have investments that by way of contract, listen, investments by way of contract, they're paying a steady check to you and they could pay a steady check for your life or by way of the contract, like a bond, like a preferred. What if they don't pay a dividend? And so these are really, really important. Then some of you guys out there and ladies, lovely, beautiful ladies and men, maybe you have the bucket plan. I called you. You put your money in a bucket, you start pulling it out. How much do you pull out of the bucket? Or maybe you have a bucket plan. I have enough money in case the refrigerator breaks. Save, save, save. Refrigerator breaks. Save, save, save. I need four new tires in my car. Save, save, save. The kids are going through a divorce. They need help. Save, save, save. The kids can't pay their mortgage. I'm going to help them. This is a bucket plan. You know, I call it a emergency type of plan. But remember, it's your emergency for those retiring. It's not the kids' retirement. They got to go through the bump in the road sometimes. I know everybody wants to bail the kids out. But sometimes you need, and I don't mean to be ugly. If anyone's out there listening, if you haven't met me, I'm really warm and love people to death. But sometimes they just have to go through that bump in the road to figure it out themselves.
Right.
And this could minimize the required minimum distribution by using the Roth conversion tools. So maybe we'll start putting in the IRAs and 401k monies. We start pulling the 403b. We start pulling the money out. Again, you look at how do I pull income out? This is where I always talk about. If you've listened to me before, I say TR, total return, equals I plus G, income plus growth. So if you have a growth plan, you can't spend growth when it drops, right? But if you have income, you don't have to sell off shares. You enjoy the dividend, that dividend or the interest coming in. And I can tell you, the distribution strategies that are out there are really vital when those of you heading into retirement, if you're not paying attention, look at all the neat strategies that could happen. And there's some cool ones out there. It's really, really can be really simple when the when you get someone to educate you through that process, your light bulb will come on like it did in mine when I was in school. It's like, wow, this is cool. I got to tell everybody. And now you head into the education phase, which we've been doing. So, Alex, that's really important for people out there. If you're in retirement or about to retire, how do you set it up?
Yes. Talking IRA and 401k decisions today. If you have questions, the number is 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Scott, how do we figure out how much income we're going to need these different accounts to generate? We know that we're going to need to figure out different ways than just that paycheck in the future. These are some strategies, but how do we decipher how much income from here, how much from here? How do we go about that process?
So that's a really loaded question.
Right.
So when first of all, you see how much money do we have in qualified plans. A qualified plan could be an IRA, a 401k, 403b, 457. This is taxable money. Then we look at the non-taxable money, money market, savings account, fixed accounts, CDs. And we say, okay, maybe we take from both sides. Why? Taxes. How can we reduce taxes? And then we say, look, we also have income coming in from where? Well, maybe you have a pension plan. This is the biggest mistake I can see people making. They take the maximum withdrawal and the spouse gets nothing because they buy, let's say, $200,000 of insurance. They think that's a lot and they take the maximum plan. For example, maybe you choose the plan that's going to give you $3,000 maximum for life. And if you buy $200,000, if you die, they take the $200,000 thinking that $300,000 or that money, that $3,000 a month will last. It won't. So let me give you some formulas. If you have a pencil and paper, if you're driving right now, pull over. Or maybe you go to our website, 609-488-4646.com. You'll probably hear that we're going to save this radio show and put it on there. But I called the rule of four. They've been using this for years. So let's say I need $3,000 a month and I don't have any pension plan and I'm not using my Social Security. I need $3,000 a month. Real simple. 3,000 times 12 is $36,000. What's going to fund the $36,000? Again, this is you must do your budget first. So you know, worst case scenario, cat food. No, let's stay away from cat food and dog food. Although that may be more healthy for you. I don't know these days, but $36,000 divided by 0.04 to give you $36,000 a year. That's $900,000 of assets. So when I see people taking the maximum plan, getting $200,000, they're short by $700,000 if they plan on living a good long time. Now, taking Social Security, this is another one of the game plans. When do you turn it on? This is, by the way, for some of you, you probably need to turn it on now. For others of you, you may say, you know what? We can delay it. Everybody is not a cookie cutter machine. Well, I heard the IRS and the Social Security and all the government plans. Social Security is going to be out by 2033. If you've been to my workshops, I've been talking about this. This is nothing new if you've been under my tutelage because I've been talking about this. The question is, how are you going to pull out money and where? So when we think about it, we look at number one, your budget. What do you really need? What do you really want? Worst case, best case scenario. Your mom and dad taught you all that. The next question is, how is the taxes going to be affected? How much do I have to pull out in taxes? And third, where, like Alex, you mentioned in the beginning, what accounts do we take from? Again, that is where the tax return and your choices. Maybe you have a pension plan. Let's add in the Social Security. When do we turn Social Security on? Do we start to burn down money? now or not? This a loaded. So when Alex, that question you ask, that's a loaded question. You can't. Everybody's. We're on the radio right now. In the worst case scenarios, I give you advice, and for maybe a few of you, it's great advice. If I give you one game plan, but we're not a set it and forget it environment. We're not a cookie cutter people. Everyone's so different. Some of you guys out there and ladies are taking care of a special needs child. And maybe you need to think about the special needs. Some of you have what's called the Veterans Aid and Attendance Pension Benefit, and you want to protect your assets and, of course, get the veterans benefit. Maybe some of you are out there saying, you know, Scott, I've got a Social Security, but we did choose the plan, the maximum plan. What do we do to protect my spouse or my kids? How do I protect money? It's not a set it and forget. Anytime, Alex, anytime I meet people, it's not a one-time meeting. Let's go ahead and make some sales. We never do that. Mm. I've got to meet people, ask them lots of questions, whether it's one meeting or two meetings or three meetings. No cost, no obligation. I got to get to know your situation, know what's going on, know the dynamics. Because I guarantee you, if you've got the special needs grandchild and you want to leave money to that grandchild, or maybe your wife or your husband's lights are going dim, and maybe you need to shift that money into an irrevocable trust to hide your house and hide your assets from, I say, the crows and the clowns show up at the funeral. How do we protect our money? And so we think about maybe special trust, which is when we work with the legal departments. So I'm not sure about you out there that are listening right now. This is not a, Alex asked a very difficult question, but a very powerful question. How do you figure out how much money or income you need in these different accounts to generate? That determines on several questions. And so that's a loaded question. I know I took probably excessive time. If you're out there and you're saying, Scott, we've got a lot of different accounts. They're all over the place. Do yourself a favor and give our studios a call off the air. And then to say, you know what? I felt comfortable on the phone, Scott. I felt you didn't have to beg or bug. We won't do that. Mm. My name is on the door. This is our going in our 43rd year of the business. And if the Lord lets me have another 43 years, otherwise I got younger people in my office. So our office will continue for another 43 years. But I think the question is, how do you set your money up so it'll last a good long time? For the rest of your life that you can bank on. And that's why people give us a call off the air, 609-488-4646. That's my studio, 609-488-4646.com if you want to visit us online. But Alex, that's a really hard question. Well, I hope I try to answer some of those people out there.
Well, and what you did, Scott, was you made it very clear that an income strategy is necessary in retirement, having one set and so that you have a plan. And to that point, Scott, when is the best time to get with a trusted financial partner to make that happen as far as having that income strategy in retirement? When is the right time to have that conversation?
I love meeting people, whether it's 5 years before, and worst case scenario, 6 months before.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because we have to put a plan together where they can practice it. Because you're going to mess up the first 4, 5, 6 months. You're going to mess up, almost like working out. You work out one day, your body's sore, you don't want to work out again. This is a plan that needs to be put in place and then have someone hold you accountable, because this is not a do-over plan. This is not a set it and forget it.
Scott welcomes you to try that number. Also, if you would rather go to the website, it is simply the phone number with .com at the end. So 609-488-4646.com.
How simple is that?
Pretty darn easy. And when we come back, we're going to be traveling back in time to 1965.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be pretty groovy. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McClain. This is Alex Dingman of Financial Insanity with Scott McClain. Wishing you a happy holidays. I hope you have good health and get everything on your wish list. Thanks for listening.
Who likes uncertainty? Wall Street certainly does not. With near record inflation and partisan politics, there's a lot of uncertainty right now. What will America's future look like? What will your future look like? Will your taxes go up? Will your savings go down? For more than 40 years here in the Jersey Shore area, Scott McLean and the team at McLean Advisory Group have seen uncertainty come and go. No matter what the future holds, Scott can help you create a plan designed to preserve your finances in uncertain times. And it's not a matter of if those uncertain times will show up, but when. Call 609-488-4646 now to meet with Scott McLean and the team at McLean Advisory Group. If uncertainty is causing you to feel insecure, Scott McLean might be able to help. Call 609-488-4646 and schedule your visit today. Again, that's 609-488-4646. Investment advice is offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Stones released I Can't Get No Satisfaction in the United States back in 1965. Taking a trip back in the time machine here this week. You know, it also happened, Scott, in 1965. I was there recently. The Gateway Arch in St. Louis was completed. Martin Luther King Jr. led a civil rights march from Selma to Montgomery to push for voting rights.
Great man.
Voting Rights Act signed into law later that year. Top grossing movies. Here you go, Scott. Sound of Music.
Dr. Zhivago.
Dr. Zhivago, and also Thunderball.
Who remembers Thunderball?
James Bond.
Is that James Bond?
Yeah, and I don't know which one that would have been in 1965. Which
There's
Bond?
So many James Bond. He was my favorite.
Who freaking knows? But no, that is pretty great. Now, Financial World, 1965. See how you feel about this. Gas, 31 cents a gallon. A little bit different now. Postage stamp, 5 cents. Cost of a home, $21,500. Good luck getting a car at that price nowadays. The cost of a new car, 1965, around $2,600. Loaf of bread, 21 cents. And hamburger, fries, salad, dessert. Well, that meal, $1, Scott. Different times, wow. My friend. Different times. What do you think of that?
I love the Happy Meals. That's when those people are on a diet, they go for a Happy Meal. I'll take three of those. But you're right. The dollar meal is I don't think there's any more dollar meals these days.
You can't find it. Can't find it. No, I mean, few and far between. That's for sure. I don't know it's a gut buster every time you do it, for sure. I don't know health wise if it's smart, if it costs only a dollar. But
well, that's amazing.
But times have changed, huh, Scott? What does that tell us about money? I mean,
you know, I was thinking about this when you brought up 1965 and the music resonates. All of us listening right now, if you're my age or older, Alex is a young kid. So I'm the old goat in this picture. But I think it's funny because when I do our workshops, Alex, thinking about money, I mean, frankly, you think about the dollar hamburgers. Now you got to spend, what, $5, $6 for a hamburger. You got to pay the kids behind the counter almost $15 an hour. Boy, haven't times changed drastically. But I want to bring something up that was kind of unusual in 1965. First of all, if you look at the S&P, the Standard & Poor's, in 1965 was right around 85. Today, it's 3,900. Now, why do I bring that in there? In every market, there's either a bear market or a bull market. People don't equate this, Alex. And when there's a bear market from point A to point B, it comes out of a bear market and goes into a bull market. The funniness or the uniqueness of this is that in 1966 to 1982, if you're listening right now, you might want, if you've been to my workshops, you know this. But in 1966 to 82, the exciting part was the price to earnings ratio was right around 24, 25,
Robert Shiller stated, brilliant guy, Nobel Prize, when the market gets around 20, it's warning. Anything over 20 to 30, it's a real, it's not a yellow light. It's getting to be redder. It's, in other words, time to put your brakes on or slow down your thinking process. Now, we see what's happening right now. We see what the market's doing today. We see the price of goods and services going up. I mean, the hamburgers, as Alex, as you said, is no more a dollar a hamburger, a loaf of bread, 21 cents, or for surely you're not going to go fill up your car with 31 cents a gallon. My bad habit then was water skiing and filling up the boat at 25 to 31 cents a gallon was amazing. But when I equate that to the stock market, Alex, most people aren't aware when Robert Shiller says when the price earning ratio gets above 20 to 25, it's a warning sign. Now, if you're listening right now and you go to the Yahoo Finance, I want to tie these two things in because in 1965, as I mentioned to you, in the month of January, the S&P, the Standard & Poor's of 500 companies, was right around 86. Now, if you're listening right now, it took until 86 to 78 just to break even. In other words, no growth. And then the market took off. And frankly, the price to earnings ratio didn't drop until 1982. So when the market took a drop, people get nervous. Now, if you have money and you're not worried about it, Alex, you can ride it out. The question is, how long are you going to ride it out? And the challenge, what I find in looking at these, well, as you played, I can get no satisfaction, as you said earlier. Well, you know what? People want as much money as you have. And as the client I met today, how are we going to protect our money in these climates we're having right now? And I can tell you there's a lot of issues going on. As history shows, there's three to six drops in every bear market until the market comes back. We haven't had the third yet. Could this be it? I don't know. But I can tell you when we look at history, if history has a way of repeating itself, you might want to hunker down and call our studios with your maybe your thoughts and questions. The reason why is because you're not sure. Should you get in? Should you get out? Should you ride it out? Could the market continue to dive down, or could it come back? 609-488-4646. I'd love to answer some of your questions if I can. I'd like to really help you out if you need, as we talked about earlier, maybe another opinion. And maybe say, Scott, I like your opinion. Please don't try to sell me. I won't. People know me for 41 years. I'm not going to beg or bug you. But not knowing the facts of the history of the stock market, could we be at a period of time where the market could get even worse and chaos sets in?
And Scott, I thought it was interesting as we're talking about 1965, wrapping up the show today, in the world of retirement planning, some interesting notes. President Lyndon B. Johnson, he signed Medicare into law in 1965. Yep. Also, here's this, life expectancy in the U.S., 73.8 for women, 66.8 for men. That's just not enough. I'm glad that has gone up. Now, anyone born then, 57 years old now, thinking about retirement planning, hopefully, what's your top advice? Anyone born in around 1965, Scott, as we're wrapping up today's program?
I think their advice should be there. If your spouse, husband or wife, significant other needs to understand what to do with the money, since you women live longer than us men usually, how do you handle the money? So security comes off the table. You lost one of the two Social Securities if you're married. Or maybe if you're single out there and you have children, maybe you need to have I call it a come to Jesus, meet with them, bring them into the office and let's have a talk. Facing some unusual times that we faced back in the 60s, like you brought up, Alex, in 66 to 82, a very bearish market. We're almost emulating that right now.
Scott, a final time. People listening today, they have questions. And maybe they want some answers. How could they get a hold of you?
I'd love to speak to anyone. No cost, no obligation, off the air. Give our studios a call. Write down your questions. maybe you're listening this late at night, or maybe you're listening this early in the morning, and maybe here it is Saturday morning and you're listening to us and no one's in the office. Write the questions down. Give our studios a call. There's somebody answering the phones right now. Schedule a time we can talk, because I can tell you this is why we've been the radio station so long with 91.9 at WBNJ, because we want to educate you to make sound financial decisions. 609-488-4646. That's our website. Again, 609-488-4646. And just put in .com if you want to go to our website. I'd love to talk with you. No cost, no obligation. I think the time we spend together will be so worthwhile. And I can give you a promise. You will not do business with me as we talk on the phone. I'll just answer your questions. You have my word.
This radio program may contain information which has gone regulatory or other significant changes since its original recording. The information and views expressed on today's show is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment, product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC. A SEC registered investment advisory firm. McLean Advisory Group and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities.
This radio show is a paid placement.